Good afternoon and Moadim L'Simcha. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the fourth day of the Omer and for making it a part of your day. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, whether it is to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Food Campaign. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Donations, as always, for any amount to help this vital cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Yosef Weinstock, Mora D'Asra of the Young Israel of Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, in sunny Hollywood, Florida, to share Divrei Chizik, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Weinstock reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chas, Chas Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Weinstock will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but will not be doing it responsibly or pausing between pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say it together with him in unison. I have also asked Rabbi Weinstock to please recite the perek, the chapter number in Hebrew and English, before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can turn to the proper page. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Weinstock will recite the Mishaberach L'Cholim, the welfare prayer for those whom are sick. Please note that Rabbi Weinstock will pause at the appropriate point, which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the names of all of those whom we are praying for. If you do not know someone's Hebrew name, it is okay to say it in English. Following the Mishaberach, Rabbi Weinstock will conclude with Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's call, as well as some details for the programmatic lineup for the OU today. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinstock.
Moedim l'simcha and good moed. We hear much in these days about the importance of resilience. How is it that we obtain resilience and maintain resilience for ourselves, for others, for our children, for our loved ones? But I want to talk about a different concept, although seemingly related, is actually quite different. An idea that I came across during some of my reading. I've had some extra time to read, as I'm sure many of us have, and that is the notion of anti-fragility. The difference between resilience and anti-fragility is that whereas resilience is a perspective that resists shocks, challenges, and stays the same, even in the face of challenging times, chaos, and difficulties, anti-fragility means that in response to these very same stressors, challenges, and difficulties, it's not that we stay the same, but rather we get better. This idea of anti-fragility finds expression in a number of different disciplines, including health and wellness. We know, for example, that when we stress a muscle by working it out, it's not that that muscle shows resilience. It's not that that muscle remains the same, but rather that muscle shows anti-fragility. In response to the stress that's placed on that muscle, the muscle becomes more healthy. The muscle gets stronger, and the muscle grows. And I was reminded of the difference between resilience and anti-fragility from a midrash that is somewhat famous, a midrash that relates to the notion of nisayon, a test. We know that God tests Abraham. God tests many of our biblical ancestors. God tests us in myriad of ways. What exactly is a nisayon? What is a test? Especially from the theological perspective, that God knows the outcome of that test. What is it? What does it mean for God to test us? And so the Midrash Rabbah gives a number of different explanations. This can be found in Genesis chapter 32, verse 3 in the Midrash Rabbah. And he gives three analogies. I'm just going to mention two. One of the analogies of what it means for God to test is like a potter, a person who sells pots, who bangs on the pots in the marketplace to show their durability, in order to show the potential customers how strong the pot already is. The other analogy is an analogy that our tests from the divine are like a flax worker who beats the flax in order to improve the quality of the linen that is being made from it. In other words, the more that the worksman beats the flax, the greater, the more quality will come out of that final product, the linen. And therein, I believe, the Midrash is offering us these two perspectives. The potter who bangs on his pots to show how strong they are is the lesson of resilience, that regardless of how much he bangs on them, they will stay the same. They will remain strong. They will remain as they were prior to their showcase. Whereas the analogy of the flax worker is the lesson of anti-fragility. Not that working on the flax and beating the flax and manipulating the flax will retain it and make it stay the same, but rather working this flax, the more it is challenged, the more it will improve, the more the opportunity there is in order for it to gain in quality. And I think as we find ourselves in challenging times, we should remember that every challenge presents an opportunity. And great challenges present great opportunities, not merely for resilience, although Hashem should bless us with that as well, but also for us to consider the opportunities for anti-fragility, where through these challenging times, not only do we remain the same and retain our health and our well-being, but we find opportunities for growth. We find opportunities for improvement, whether that is between ourselves in our own personal perspective and self-identification, how we think of ourselves, whether it is in the realm of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, how we treat those around us in our own homes, how are we reaching out to those whom we have a chance to by phone or digitally, or in our relationship to God, how we think about our emunah, our faith, our bitachon, our trust. These are all opportunities. These are all relationships. These are all fora whereby we can be not only resilient, but we can also, with God's help, be anti-fragile, find opportunities not just to remain the same, but to actually grow from the challenges that our lives are presented with. I wish us all to be successful in that challenge of maintaining and developing anti-fragility. I'll now begin with the Tehillim, the chapters of Psalms, beginning with Tehillim chapter 20. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David, yancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, yizkor Kol minchotecha volascha yidash nesela yitain lecha kilbavecha v'chol atascha yemalei niranina bishuasecha uveshem Eloheinu nigdol yemalei Adonai kol mishalosecha ata yadati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho Ya'anehu mishmei kacho, bigvuros Yesha Yemino, Eile Varechev, Eile Vasusim, Vanachnu Bishem, Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karu Vinafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu Vinisodad, Adonai Oshia, Hamelech Yaneinu, Biyom Kareinu. Tehillim chapter 27. L'David Adonai Ori V'Yishi Mimi Ira Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Efchad Bikrov Alai Mireim Lechol Es Bisari Torai Ve'oivai Li Hema Kashlu v'nafalu, im tachane, alai machane, lo yira libi, im takum, alai milchama, bezos, ani voteach, acha shoalti, me'es adonai, osa avakesh, shifti beves adonai, kol yemei chayai, Lachazos benoam Adonai ulevaker pehechalo ki yitzbineni besuko biom ra'a yastireni beseser ahalo bitzor yeromimeni v'ata yarum roshi al oivai sivivosai v'ezbecha Balo zivche trua, ashira vazamra, Adonai. Shma Adonai, koli ekra, vechaneni vaneni. Zecha amar libi, bakshu panai, espanecha Adonai avakesh. Al tas ter panecha mimeni, al tat be'af avdecha, Ezrasi hayisa, al ticheni, v'al tazveni, Elohei yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'adonai yasveni. Horeini adonai darkecha, unecheni borach mishor, l'man shorarai. Al titneini v'nefesh tzarai, Ki kamuvi eide sheker, vifeya chamas. Lule hemanti, liros bituv Adonai, beretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai, chazak v'yameitz libecha, v'kavei el Adonai. Tehillim chapter 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli. Tiena aznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunoi. Im adonos tishmorya adonoi viyamod. Kimcha haslicha leman tivorei. Kivisi adonoi kivsa nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki'im Adonai hachesed, v'harbeim ofidus. V'hu yifte'es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim betzara uveshivya, Omdim bein bayam uvein bayavasha. Hamakom yirachem aleihem. V'yotsiyem mitzara lirvacha. Umeafela liora. Umishibud ligula. Hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv. V'nomar amen. Mishaberach for those who are ill. Mi sheberach avosenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo Hu yivarech v'yirape es. Pavur she'anachnu mispalim bavuram. Pishar zeh hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem. L'hachlimam u'l'raposam L'hachazikam u'l'hachayosam. Vishlach lahem mehira, refua shleima min ha-shamayim, l'chol evarehem u'l'chol gideihem, besoch shar chole Yisrael, refua sanefesh, refua saguf, hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv, v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinstock. We are grateful to all of you who call in each day to join your voices together with Jews from across the country and from around the world. Undoubtedly, our tefillot are making a difference. The more of us who come together in prayer, the greater the impact. While it is so encouraging to see so many of you calling in each day, perhaps there are others in your family, neighborhood, and community who aren't yet aware of our daily call and who would appreciate and benefit by joining. I know that we would all benefit by having them participate. If your shul, your synagogue, has yet to share or advertise in their daily emails about the daily Tehillim and Chizuk call, perhaps you could suggest it to your rabbi or shul president or put him directly in touch with me. I can be reached at NaftaliH@OU.org. That's NaftaliH@OU.org. As always, thank you so much for being a part of our daily calls and for joining your voices together in tefillah, in prayer. I would like to draw your attention to the OU's daily email, OU Today. In it, you will see a fantastic lineup of programming and resources, including a Simcha Liner concert today at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the OU's Department of Women's Initiative's Countdown Towards Sinai, and a special Kumsitz tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time with Shlomi Dax, and so, so much more. And with that, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabboni Sheolam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, Chol Hamoed Pesach, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Hillel Grossman of Congregation Ohev Shalom in the Catskills in upstate New York, Woodridge, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.